Ron, you're with the Minnesota Freedom Council, and a couple weeks ago you guys put on a political forum. Now you guys are having another one on Tuesday.
Yes.
And what's going on?
Well, Adam, we've got a law and justice candidate forum coming up on October 12th, Tuesday, at Tornstrom Auditorium, and we've got quite a slate of candidates. I mean, this is just the cream of the crop, and I think anyone who knows any of these candidates is just going to be thrilled by being able to listen to them and hear their views. We've got the Minnesota Court of Appeal, Dan Griffith. We've got the Minnesota Supreme Court justices running, Tim Tinglestead, Greg Wursel. We got the Minnesota Attorney General candidate, Dr. Chris Barden. We've got the Minnesota Secretary of State candidate, Dan Severson. And then, of course, we have the whole sheriff's race. We've got Crow Wing County Sheriff Todd Dahl and Eric Klang, who is a challenger for that office. And it's just going to be a full night of just some great meat and potatoes stuff. So,
now, at the last forum, you guys had candidates who were running for state senators, state representative, and it's important to know their mindset and their political views because these are very political positions. Now, at this forum, you're going to have people running for different offices. Now, how do politics play into a position like sheriff?
Well, it should not be political in terms of any party politics, but okay. Obviously these people are protecting us, and we have to know kind of who's going to enforce the law and protect us, you know, in our locale. And it's just going to be, there's going to be questions regarding that, and people are going to be able to ask their own questions as well. We have a whole hour just dedicated to the sheriff's race.
And the questions are mostly based on the Constitution, right?
Well, we're going to do some. Obviously, people need to know kind of philosophically where people are coming from and whether they support really constitutional law or do they believe in, you know, kind of living Constitution where you can just change it whenever you want. And so we just want to draw out people's, their views and their solutions. And like I said, we're going to ask questions, and then the audience will be able to ask questions. So you'll be able to listen, ask questions, and decide so you can be one of the informed electorate coming in November 2nd.
Now, the last time that Eric Klang and Todd Dahl faced each other in an election, that was a close race, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was within a handful of votes, or a couple handfuls, or whatever, but it was very close.
And there's a lot of yard signs this time around.
Yeah. My kids count the yard signs out there, and if you need to know how many, you could just ask them. but there's lots, and it's great to see, actually, Adam, the citizens actually starting to engage the political process, especially Christians, which is really, a call from God to be a part of loving your neighbor. I mean, it's like we need to be good citizens, and that means we need to be engaged and informed in the process. And our founder said that the whole republic, constitutional republic, rests on an informed electorate. So we need to get out there, get informed, and get engaged in the process.
Now, what kind of things are we going to learn about the candidates for judge?
Well, it's one of those areas that is not talked about a whole lot, and I don't know if you remember going up and when you're voting, you see these judges listed who you've never heard of.
Uh-huh.
You go, are these good guys or bad guys, or are they going to, you know, do this social justice thing on us, or juris, you know, whatever they call it, where they legislate from the bench. And this is, which is really important, is that's why we were highlighting some of these candidates, is get to know these people. So you can really go there and actually help to talk about the people that you really know are good people and get the word out. I mean, that's really, it's an important part of our process.
So this forum on Tuesday is going to help prevent us from doing the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing on our ballot in November, right?
Absolutely. I think, like I said, it's such a nice, broad view of the candidates. And just, you know, just so you know, that no other part of the state, to my knowledge, has all these candidates. I mean, Crow Wing, we have them here at Tornstrom on Tuesday. You're not going to ever be able to see all these people together. And so it is something that we really think is dynamite. It's exciting. They're coming here. It will be videoed, and we're hoping to have it on the website, too. And that's minnesotafreedom.org.
So, of course, we encourage people to vote in November, November 2nd. But before you do, get educated. And you guys are helping us to do that. So thank you, Ron.
Well, thank you, Adam, and all your work.